بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، So yesterday we were talking, there are certain أعمال. There are certain activities we do every day in our life. Inshallah, the person will be protected from the fire of grave also, from the punishment of the grave also. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in his Kitab al-Nur al-Sudur fi Shahr al-Qubur, Hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam Bayhaqi mentioned in his Kitab in Shu'ab al-Iman, that whosoever recites Surah Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, the first surah of 29 para, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, from Maghrib till sleep, anytime, just open the Quran. There is a 30 ayats in Surah Tabarak. Try to memorize Surah Tabarak. Try to memorize. And if you have time, you can read Surah Sajda also. In 21st para. Alif Lam Mim Tanzeelul Kitab La Raiba Fihi Min Rabbil Alameen. Join both Surah. Surah Tabarak and Surah Sajda. Inshallah, this Surah, Sahib Mishkat mentioned in his Kitab, Mishkat Sharif, that this Surah is called Mani'a. Mani'a meaning to stop punishment in our grave. The surah, remember, these two surahs, if you recite in your life continuously, so in the grave when the people put your body inside and they put sand on top and they went, there is nobody in the grave, this surah will come in a beautiful form in your grave and will tell the angel, you cannot punish him because he was reciting me, yani Surah Tabarak, Alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Said, no, it's Allah's hukam. He said, just hold down, let me talk to Allah. Thus surah is going to speak to Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, if you want to punish this person, then take me out from your Quran. Because your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever recite the surah, you're going to protect that person from the grave, punishment of the grave. So Allah will listen to Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi's intercession and the person will be forgiven. That surah would remain in his grave till the day of Qiyamah. That is that in a beautiful form. And this is the hadith mentioned by Imam Hakim in his Kitab in Mustadrak. Imam Bayhaqi also narrated that Surah Mulk is Surah Mani'a. Mani meaning stopping from the punishment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If his punishment coming from the head side, that surah stop the punishment. If it come from the right side, stop. Left side, stop. Left side, you stop the punishment. One of the hadith that Surah Mulk will come, or Quran, those who recite most of the time Quran, at least 2 rukus, 3 rukus, 5 rukus a day. Just look inside, read, finish 2 rukus, 3 rukus, as much as you could. You see, the Quran always attracts you. If you read one day, one ayat, you will feel, let me read 2 ayat. If you read 2 ayat, the Quran will pull you always towards it, because it's the word of the Quran. It's the word of the Quran. You see, how many people are reading Quran and Quran and Quran. They don't get tired. In worldly book, if you read one time, finish, and I know this, I don't want to read again. But the Quran, Quran meaning that book, always keep on reciting the book. In the world, people are finishing 30 times, 40 times in 1 month. Some of them finishing daytime one Quran, nighttime one Quran. Sahaba used to, Usman radiallahu ta'ala, in 2 rakat used to finish whole Quran. Whole Quran. Allahu Akbar. Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, 30 daytime and 30 nighttime and 1 in Taraweeh. Allah given them barakah in their life. He used to read 60 Qurans, 61 Quran. Our Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, 30 Qurans every time in Ramadan, in Ramadan. So Quran, as much you read, will pull you more. Because this is the words of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in this hadith says, don't come here, going to talk to the punishment. Kyunki usne surah mulk yaad kiya, because he memorized surah mulk and he was reading surah mulk. So you don't come in this person's grave. Jab azab-e-kabar paon ki janib aata hai, this is the head side, stop, go away, don't come by him. When the punishment come from the leg side, the surah says, go back. Kyunki ye paon par khade hokar namaz mein padhta tha. Sometimes he used to recite surah mulk in his tahajjud salah, in his nafal salah. That's why most of the our akabirin, they knew surah mulk is 30 ayats. You know that 2 rakat nafal after witr salah. 2 rakat nafal after witr salah. Either you can sit down and read, you can stand and read. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, someone told him, Hazrat, if you stand, you get full reward. If you sit down, you get half reward. He said, I am not reading for reward. I am reading because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was old, he used to sit down and read. I am following his footsteps. So they used to recite in first rakat, one ruku of Surah Tabarak. In second rakat, second ruku. So in this ayat, in this hadith, they say, this person will recite in Surah Mulk sometime in Nepal namaz. You can't come in his grave. Get out. That person is protected from surround his body. No punishment can touch him. That's why Prabhupada said, I wish my ummah memorize Surah Tabarak. If you learn one ayat a day, you can learn 30 days, 30 ayats. Well, take some time out. One ayat, small ayat. Or you can read one ayat in 1 week. Memorize in 1 week. You can finish in 30 weeks. But the surah is in your heart. When you're going to die, it's going to come with you. More power. It's going to come with you in your grave. Because already inside here. Understand? Subhanallah. As I mentioned to you in a Fajr Bayan today, after Fajr, subhanallah. Of bin Malik Asja'i, radiallahu ta'ala, who says, I saw a place, I was a big castle. And somebody opened the door and coming out from that castle, I saw he was Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu ta'ala. I asked him, Allah has given you the castle, so big. Of bin Malik Asja'i was Sahabi too. He dreaming for another Sahabi. He said, yes, Atani Allahu bil Quran. Allah given me this castle because I recite my Quran. Wait, dunya is going to finish. Wallah, I'm telling you. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, maximum 80 years, 100 years. Khalas, maximum. If someone Allah give more than 80 years. But Jannat is forever and ever and ever and ever. No end for it. Khalidina fiya abada. Understand? Forever. So how much you're living in this world, you must prepare that much for this world. And how much you're living for the hereafter, you must prepare that much for that place. So we're living a longer and longer. There is no end. No day, no night, no sun, no moon. We're going to live in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. So we must prepare something that help us. My youngsters, believe me, is powerful. Only one ayat you read, you'll see yourself, will attract you. The Quran will attract you. Then 2 ayat, then 3 ayat. Just look. Yes, my Rabb's kalam, my Allah's kalam. Let me see one ayat. Alhamdulillah. Close it. Next day you open. My Rabb's kalam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Your heart will say, read more. Because it's kalamullah. Al-Quran, kalamullah. Quran is the words of Allah. وَخَرَجَ مِنْهُ. It came out from Allah. How I'm talking to you, that my voice coming from my body. Kalamullah. Quran coming out from Allah. Tabarak wa ta'ala. So when you read Quran, you're talking to who? Allah. As I mentioned today after Fajr, if you read Quran, and you know that whose word is this? Allah's. But Allah is not there. I'm reading this book. I know who wrote this book. It's Hadith book. Who wrote? I know that. But he's not here. Similarly, it's my father. Write a letter to me. I'm reading the letter. I'm reading the message. Who sent it? I know that my father sent me, my mother sent me, but I can't see him behind the letter. He is there behind the letter. He wrote it. Similar, Quran is the words of Allah. Allah is not there. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, you were looking for me in my words. Today, the word is not in front of you. I'm Allah in front of you. You keep on looking at me. Just look at Allah. Look at Allah. Look at Allah. That is the Kalam, Quran al-Kareem. So this hadith is mentioned that Ibn Asakir rahmatullah alayh mentioned in his kitab Tariq, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, one person, he passed away and he doesn't know anything, he did not memorize anything beside Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. And the motor between you 10 days, you could memorize. Very easy surah, you believe it, very easy, very nice. So he doesn't know anything from the Quran. He was reciting only Tabarak, 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 Tabarak. The angel came when he died in his grave. The angel came. So this surah appeared. The surah appeared in a beautiful form. The angel of punishment came in the grave to punish him. So what the angel said to the surah Tabarak, because you hear, we're going away. Because you hear, we're going away. Hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Tabarak. Who's going to come help us in our grave? Tell me. How much guna we have done? No one knows. I'm wearing, mashallah, nice clothes. Alhamdulillah, nice clothes. And I'm committing so many sins inside. Who knows? Nobody knows. My father don't know, my mother don't know, my wife don't know, my children don't know, my family, my musallis, my muris, nobody knows. But who knows that? Allah. If Allah tells you, if Allah tells you on the day of Qiyamah, you know that this is a camera. You can see four side camera. If you do anything wrong here, come and steal something so they can play your whole picture. That you came certain time, you opened this, you did this, you did this, and you went this time. This you caught so many like this here. They will hang that coat outside and they're stealing from the coat. Money or something. We caught so many times in the camera, the whole film, video is there. So nobody knows I'm committing sins inside. Only my Allah knows. If Allah tells you on the day of Qiyamah, you want me to play your film, your video, in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in front of all Dambiya, in front of your wife, in front of your mother who gave you breastfeeding for 2 years, in front of your father. Today, if somebody wants to play my film, something wrong thing, haram things, in the four people, you don't want it. You don't want to be disgraced in front of anybody. Tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah says, two options, either can play your video in front of everyone's, or either you go to hell. He's going to say, Allah, send me hell. I can burn, but don't open in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I'm doing wrong here? What I'm doing wrong here? He's going to play all thing what you're doing wrong. Tell me, how are we going to give answer to Allah? Before we leave this dunya, we must clean out ourselves. Wallahi, I'm telling you, everybody going to die. We don't know when we're going to die. Youngsters thinking, I'm going to be 60, then I'm going to die. How do you know you're going to be 60? So many dying in young age. We don't know. After COVID injection, so many died. They gave it that for the same reason. To die early. Allah Ta'ala save all of us. But my youngsters, I love you. Wallah, I'm telling you. Allah will ask you. So before that, we must pure ourselves. How much Sahaba was scared. Scared. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar says, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Hazrat Umar reading Fajr namaz, we could hear his crying at the back. He was crying and crying and crying. He used to say, in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we never did anything. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. If something wrong we did in our life, then what will happen? What will happen? Ay Allah, just forgive me. Who said that? Amirul Mumineen, that Allah given them the glad tiding of Jannah in this dunya. They are afraid of dying and giving answer to Allah. So in the surah, Allahu Akbar. One more thing is very, very important to understand. Hadith is quoted in Jami' Kabir and in Shar al-Shudud in Shar al-Kubur. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, amazing. Jisne Jumaah ke din Maghrib ke baad do rakaat namaz padi. Man kara baad salat al-Maghrib. Salli rakaat. Those who perform two rakaat nafad namaz after Maghrib salat. After Maghrib salat. Remember the summer. Har rakaat mein surah Fatiha. In every rakaat, surah al-Fatiha. And ija zilzilat al-ardu zilzal. 15 times. So then what will happen? Allah will make ease for him the sakarat and punishment. And on the day of resurrection, he will enter in Jannah easily. Allama Jalal Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this. One more riwayat. To make someone happy, please someone. Hazrat Jafar Abdullah ibn Ubayd, he is narrating from his father. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jisne kisi momin ko khush kiya, if a momin please another momin, that happiness, that joy, that happiness will come on the day of Qiyamah and say, Allah, he made so and so Muslim happy, ya Allah forgive him. Like Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah. Mention about him. Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah is a great scholar. Ali Ustad Imam Bukhari rahmatullah. He mentioned, he used to every time travel in one direction. And on the way, that's those all this time a small place to stay, like a hotel. He used to stay. One person always, when he, Abdullah Mubarak goes and stay in that place just for overnight, just rest, that person always serve him, make khidmat for him, always. So once after long, Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah went in that direction, in that journey, and he stood in that place, asked, where is the so-and-so person? Where is so-and-so person? So, the people said, he was owing people's money. He borrowed from people, and he was not paying. So the police came and arrested him. He's in jail. He's in jail. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi went to that, and he went to see that man, police, whatever, and he paid. How much he's owing people? He says, that much. Okay, take this one. Don't tell him I paid you. Give it the people, the money, release him, and I'm going. That person been released from the prison. Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah story mentioned, In his words, in his kitabs, Malfuzat Abdullah Mubarak, Allahu Akbar, he says he did only for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If you please a Muslim, sudden, you know that. So, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant him Jannah. Allah will forgive your sin. Understand? So, remember, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala's hadith, he says, try to read long sajda in your nafal namaz. You know, in the ishraq, chas, do longer sajda, longer ruku, recite Quran in your namaz. He says, this thing, tawil sajda, tawil sajda, what will happen? Longer namaz will help you, protect you on the bridge, on pul sirat, and protect you from the punishment of the grave. Rasulullah says that, you know that, in tahajjud, that sometime Ummul Mumini Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I felt he passed away in the sajda. Subhanallah. Longer sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Allahumma inni a'udh bi radaaka min sakhatik wa bi mu'afatika min uqubatik wa bika mink la uhsi sanan alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. If you don't know the dua, at least you can say 30 times, 40 times, 50 times, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. So you praise Allah Ta'ala. You know, make longer sajda, because you're not following anybody. You are your own namaz. You can take as much time you want in namaz. So amale saliha. Muhaddis Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah, he is narrating from Sabit Banani rahmatullah alayh. When a mu'min believer was kept in the grave, in his grave after his death. So his nek amal, his good deeds will come to him. And he says, we kept you hungry, we kept you thirsty, and the lots of difficulty came in your life, and you had lots of sabr. Today, we are going to stay with you, and until you will enter in Jannah. We will stay with you until enter in Jannah. Amale saliha, not amale sayya, not amale sayya, no guna. Otherwise, only two things will come with us in hadith. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, either your good deeds, righteous deeds, or the bad deeds. We have to sort it out. You understand? Good deeds or bad deeds. No mother, no father, no family, nobody in my grave. Only my amal. My amal. So we have to give answer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have to greet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala al-maut jasar yusilul habib ila al-habib. Mort is like a bridge. If you want to see Allah, you have to die. And bury inside, if you are the righteous person, good person, alhamdulillah, the grave is a part of the Jannah. And if it's a, we committed sins, we enjoyed in this dunya, we make angry Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we didn't practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our grave is a part of the hell for us. That's how Usman radiallahu anhu used to cry whenever he used to go in a grave. In a graveyard. Why? This is the first step of hereafter. If I'm success here, we'll success afterward. If I've been caught here, we'll catch everywhere. Been caught everywhere. So, Muhaddis Ibn Abi Dunya mentioned this great scholar, alhamdulillah, that Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he's narrating from Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadith is quoted by Imam Hakim in Musnad. First volume, page number 379. Mu'min, when he does proper ibadat, so his Quran will come from head side, his namaz will come on the right side, his fasting will come on the left side, and his zakat, he used to work money, he used to earn money, and from there he used to give it a part of Allah. He was walking, subah jata, sham me ajata, morning used to go, come earn halal money. And so zakat and his charity and his hajj and umrah will come his leg side. If his punishment come on his head side, so the amal is going to say there is no way to punish him from the head side. If the punishment come from the right side, the amal saliha, the salah will come. And as sawmu junna, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shield always you hold in your left hand. So if punishment come from the left side, the fasting will stop. Zakat, hajj, ibadat is going to come from that. If punishment will come from the left side, these ibadat will prevent the persons. It's such a Why we don't change our life? One namaz a day is not sufficient. One namaz. Eh? One namaz. Oh, Friday to Friday, eat to eat, Jummah to Jummah. No. You can open the Quran. How many places Allah mentioned Aqeemus Salah, Aqeemus Salah, Aqeemus Salah. You don't mention one namaz a day. You don't mention only Asr. You don't mention only Zohar. Five namaz a day will come on the right side. If you establish your salah, if you puncture in your salah, 30 roza in the month of Ramadan come on the left side. Allahu Akbar. Quran on the head side is the leader of all the actions. Amal will prevent punishment to come in your grave. Allahu Akbar. What else you wanted? You've been protected here definitely. This amal saliha, as I mentioned yesterday or tonight, in the morning, as-siyamu wal-Quranu yashfa'ana yawm al-qiyamah. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawahu Abu Dawud, your Quran recitation and your fasting will make intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What else you want? Allahu Akbar. Khalid bin Sa'id, Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Khalid bin Sa'id, his daughter, Umme Khalid, she said, she heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سمعت من رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every farz namaz, most of the time is seeking protection from the punishment of the grave. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. Who's asking protection? Me and you do not die. We never said two times, three times in our life. As I mentioned to you, that few youngsters came when I explained last week about miswak, is sunnah, greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said we never touch in our life. I'm a 35 years old and never touched miswak in my life. What we heard, the virtues of miswak. Similarly, you can see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was Imam al-Anbiya. He says after Farz namaz, even he asked after solar eclipse namaz. Solar eclipse. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. What to do with this namaz and grave? What to do? How today you can see, normally sun every day rise and you can see the light in the world. But today Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what he did? He made that sun, it like, became like a dark. Allah showing his power. I can do everything. So how it became dark? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember his grave that time. He said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. That grave is dark place, by. It's a dark. This is how many by the grave is?
6 by 3.
6 by 3. Small place. If somebody keep you in a small place for 10 years, 20 years, how you feel that? Years? Years and years till the day of Qiyamah, have to stay there. But if you do righteous deeds, that grave become full of light. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from day until I see how far my gaze, my eyesight, how far I can see, Allah will open up space of your grave till there. There's no rashid. There is no fear in the grave because your righteous deed is there. You understand? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr wa min adhab al-nar wa min fitnat al-mahya wal mamat wa min fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. You know, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrated authentic hadith in Bukhari, one Yahudi woman, she came and she was talking about the punishment of the grave in front of Hazrat Aisha. And what she said, Aisha, may Allah protect you from the punishment of the grave. She was shocked. There is punishment in the grave. She don't know that. There's going to be punishment in the grave. She said, yes. In our kitab, in Torah mentioned, in Bible mentioned, in Zabur mentioned, in Sahifa mentioned, there is punishment in the grave. Forget the hereafter. Forget the Jahannam. That is second and third. Firstly, we have to prepare our grave. She was shocked. So, she don't know that. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and she asked, Ya Rasulullah, there is punishment in the grave? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, gee, there is punishment in the grave. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am asking every day after Farz Namaz, Ya Allah, save me from the punishment of the grave. That's why Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, I never seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Aisha. Always in namaz, he used to say, after namaz, Ya Allah, save me from the punishment. save. Rasulullah said, he's innocent. He's alive. No punishment. If it's punishment, then how are we making salam to him? He's a Nabi. Innocent. Allahu Akbar. We should ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr wa min adhab jahannam. We should ask after every farz namaz, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. رواه النسائي. الله أكبر. علامة عيني منشن شريف بخاري، the commentator بخاري شريف، نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was innocent and you can see how much he is scared of the grave, punishment of the grave. He is asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after every faraz namaz. Why he was asking? For himself? No. He said he was asking for me and you to teach this lesson. He is masoom, he is innocent. He was asking Allah, why? To show the ummah. Nabi is asking, oh my ummah, I'm giving you lesson, you must ask also. Now, so question, who's going to be protected from the punishment of the grave? Imam al-Tabrani rahimahullah narrated this hadith. Said, Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who give azan with the intention of sawab, reward, he is like a martyr and shaheed of that shaheed whose full body full of blood. When he dies, the worms of the grave is not going to touch him. But inside, intention of reward, and only for the sake of Allah, not to show off anybody, not to show off that I am a muazzin, I am giving azan, all. No. Good voice, call the people towards Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Alama Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayhi, also mentioned, mukhlis, sincere muazzin. As I mentioned, the many virtues of the azans and muazzin. Mukhlis, muazzin, that his body is not going to melt or what you call decompose. Maybe school jungle, inshallah. I didn't go to school, I'm just talking Allah, English. Decompose, inshallah. Decompose. Allah is not going to decompose the person's body in his grave. Greatest fazilat. Number two, hadith. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrated. Jabir ibn Abdullah, I mentioned to you about him. He was 15 years old. He mentioned this hadith. Said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person, the hadith is quoted by Ali al-Muttaqi, and also hadith is quoted by Muhaddis ibn Munda from Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Said the person whose half is the Quran, he memorized the full Quran. And mashallah, he's practicing halal, haram, everything. He says, this is halal, this is haram. This jais, but not jais. Because he got a Quran there, he got a fear there. Quran, his hafiz is a Quran. Today, whatever father become hafiz, now you do whatever you want to do it. No, no. Then the Quran will go away. Quran will go away. Hadith, person commit zina, person steal, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that time, your iman come out. Like you committing zina while there is no iman there. Is the same time his iman gone then? Die as a kafir. Similarly, the Quran is there. How can I commit sin while the Quran is in my chest? I'm hafiz the Quran. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the hafiz the Quran who understand what is halal, what is haram, what is jais, what is najais, and then he practiced, I am not going to commit sin. And if he made mistake, not purposely, mistake, go to rakat, salatul tawbah, and then ask, even though he make mistake 70 times a day, he asked 70 times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tawbah, Allah will forgive him every time. For him, when he dies, and buried him in the grave, so Allah tells the grave of the Hafiz the Quran's grave, Ali Muttaqi mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, don't touch, don't decompose his body, don't touch his meat, his mashallah, Halim Salim, proper, don't touch his body, he was Hafiz the Quran, Abdullah, inside, Quran, don't touch his body, the zameen, the grave said to Allah, Me and you can't hear this hadith. How can I decompose his body? How can I touch his body? Why? Because your kalamullah in his heart is going to remain fresh in his grave. Understand? Just listen for you. Okay. Umar ibn Murra. All the Huffaz, remember. Jab insan kabar mein dakhil kar diya jata hai, when a person buried in a grave, one angel will come from the right side. And Quran also will come from the right side and protecting him. Don't touch. When angel come to punish him, the Quran will come the right side. Angel will come left side, Quran will come the left side. Angel will come the head side, Quran will come head side. Left side, Quran will come. One more masala. Young says, you're going to see, why I didn't become Hafiz? I should. Very easy. Let me tell you. You tried one ayat a day. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. What was you do that afterward? You know, one ayat, half ayat, quarter ayat. You start. Once, two, three, four ayats, you learned it, go to some Hafiz. Listen my three ayats. Carry on learning. You want to take 60 years. But you dies as a trying to become Hafiz. And you, mashallah, you finish five paras in 60 years, for example. Just give you an example. You finish only one paras in 60 years and you die now. So you're going to complete your Quran by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You're going to become Hafiz by who? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected in Huffaz. Try your best. It's not too late. Even the elderly people can try. MashaAllah, one or two women, they used to come in ladies' program. They started long time. They did so many paras. MashaAllah, they heard so much virtues of the memorizing of the Quran. They send me message. We learned six para, seven para, we are the eight para. But you try your best and leave it to Allah. Turn to Allah. Ya Allah, I want to learn the Quran. I want to memorize the Quran. Respect the Quran. Give some charity, £2. Say, Allah, I want to learn the Quran. Make it easy. Make it easy. You will see everything in the hand of Allah. Bhai. You don't think or don't trust on your brain. Oh, my brain. I'm old now. No. I saw in London, I went for in Khatme Quran Jalsa. The man is 80 years old. And today was a completion of the Quran Jalsa. It was a five people completed the Quran. Four boys and one old man. I never seen a single black hair on his body. I asked him, Haji Sahib, how are you? How old are you? He said, nearly 80 now. So I heard the hadith. There's so much reward. Alhamdulillah, I tried and I finished my Quran. Till now, he's doing Tarawih. He's doing Tarawih. It's not hard, right? Yeah, we have to give some time to Quran. Oh no, who's going to work for? I want like, because I can see money, that's why. We don't see the qabr, we don't see the hereafter. After death, and I told you that, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi was crossing the graveyard. And he says, oh mashallah, look at this graveyard. So much flowers on the grave. Nice, very clean graveyard. How people are resting so nicely. No one can trouble them. They're resting in the grave. Hasan Basri said, they're resting in the grave. No worry, no sorry. No earning. No worry for children. No worry for nobody. Resting in the grave. He says, I heard someone said from the graveyard. Some of the body said to me, we're not sleeping, we are awake. You're all sleeping. We're not sleeping, after death our eyes open. What is hereafter? We are awake now. We were sleeping in the dunya. Now we know what is happening in the grave. You are still sleeping. You will come here. You're not going to rest. Your eyes will open. What you should do. What you shouldn't do it. So you're going to prepare inshallah. That's not the one. So. Quran says. I am in his stomach. Eyes not in his stomach, mentioned here, in his chest. So Allah Ta'ala will save him from punishment of the angel. Now, one more thing is mentioned. Qatada rahmatullahi. He says, I receive a hadith. Zameen do not decompose of that person who always do not commit sin. Who? If he mistake, what he does? He make tawbah. Understand? That grave is not going to touch him. His body is going to remain fresh. One more. Imam Bayhaqi, Imam Abu Ya'la mentioned this hadith. Anas bin Malik. The person who dies on Friday. Jiski maut hai kab? Juma ke din or Juma night. Juma night or Juma din. Between Thursday and Friday night. On the Friday. Allah will protect him from the punishment of the grave. There is no punishment. The question here, okay, Friday he buried, no punishment. Saturday he'll get punishment. Because Saturday is not Friday. One day he will rest. The next day he will punishment. This question asked Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullahi in Sharif Iskak. He replied, once Allah forgives someone, he don't punish again. Allah is so merciful. Not like many you. I'm not going to take a revenge today. In the future, I'll take revenge. Not like that. Once Allah forgive you once, you forgiven. Like that. Then he mentioned the whole hadith of Bukhari Sharif. That Sahabi, he informed the Makkah people about the secrets of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hatim ibn Abi Balta. Hatim ibn Balta wrote a small letter, piece of paper, and he sent it to through a lady who came to spy in Medina, from Makkah to Medina. Gave it to her. Give it to the Quraishi Makkah, Makkah's leaders. Give them and tell them, Allah's Nabi very soon are going to attack you all in Makkah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in his house. Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came. He said, Ya Rasulullah, your secret is open, one of your sahabi. Who said that? Allah sent the message to who? Rasulullah. I'm telling you true hadith. You understand? You're one of the sahabi, open your secrets. And no one knows that you're going to attack the Makkah. Only you and Allah knows. Even I don't know. Allah told me to give you a message. Send some sahaba. She is in so and so place, traveling from Medina to Makkah. Before she reached the Makkah, catch her, so and so place, she's resting for one, two night, and then she's going to travel again from there to Makkah Mukarrama. Just hold. Salman Farsi, Hazrat Ali, Nabi says, send her quickly, go, and so place, certain type of woman is there, she got the piece of paper, the message is written, go grab and bring it. They went there. They caught her in the same place. What Nabi says, said, look at the miracle of Nabi says. Because Allah said to him, look, give us that letter you got. So no, I don't have anything. She refused. Listen, you can talk lies. My Nabi cannot speak lies. You can talk lies. My Nabi spoke on the truth. Definitely you got. If you're not going to give us, we're going to search. We'll open, we'll take your clothes out. We're going to search you. You know, how like sometime in a prison happened. Speak the truth. Otherwise, you're going to. Allahu Akbar. She said, okay. She took out one piece of paper from the back of the, you know, hay. Took out. She was hidden inside the hay. And she took it out. Gave it. They left her. She's gone. They didn't say anything. We won because Nabi Sassam could just get only the piece, the paper, that letter. They came. Caught. Who wrote this? Hatim. Dastakhat signature Hatim ibn Abi Balta. Call him! Hatim Balta came. Scared. So the same letter in the hand of Rasulullah. Scared. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission. I can chop his neck because he's a munafiq. Munafiq! Umar, sit down. Umar, sit down. Idris. Khamosh. Do you know? He is Badri Sahabi. Hatim ibn Balta, he was present in the battle of Badr. First battle. And Umar, you know that.
What Allah says for the Badri Sahabas. After that, whatever you do, you will be forgiven. Who made you to chop his neck? They will forgive. But Hatim, why did you open my secret? Why did you? Said, Ya Rasulullah, I am not munafiq. I did not turn away from Islam. Let me speak you truth. Let me tell you the truth. So why you did that? He said, all the Sahaba came over here. And there, some family is there. The whole relative is there. I am not from Medina, from Makkah. I am from out of Makkah. I came to stay in Makkah. You know, I accepted Islam. That's why I stood in Makkah. My wife, my children also accepted Islam. I migrated from Makkah to Medina because of you, Rasulullah, because of Allah. But my wife and my children is there. And they're not Makki. They're not from Makkah. So I know that Quraishi people, because of the iman, they're going to disturb them. They're going to hurt them. Because most of the Sahaba who migrated, their family is there. So many. Mine is nobody there. Only my wife and my children. And no relative is there. So I just send a letter just to favor them. So at least they won't touch my wife and my children. Just to favor. Just to, you know, don't say anything to my wife. That was my intention. I am not munafiq. Allah's Rasul said, okay, go. You'll be forgiven. So here Mullah Ali Qari says, once Allah forgive in the battle of Badr, anything happen after that, Allah not going to punish. Otherwise, it's a major sin to open the secret of Rasulullah. But he was forgiven. So Mullah Ali Qari said, once you've been forgiven on Friday, Allah is not going to punish you after that. This is only for believers. This answer is given by who? Mullah Ali Qari, Rahmatullah Ali. So the person who will punish. Inshallah, there's some hadiths about dying sickness, many things to put fragrance in the masjid, for the graveyard, for them also. So much virtues there, inshallah. And how our qabr will become full of fragrance. What you do in this world, that when you bury it, your grave is full of like fragrance of Jannah. There are so many stories also. Allah Ta'ala amal ki tawfiq nasib farma. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan, Ya Dayyanu Ya Sultan, Ya Qadim al Ihsan. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barak wa sallim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. الله الله الله. Our youngsters, there are lots of youngsters, Allah. Bring them, Allah. You can do everything, Allah. Allah, everybody's heart in your hand. Allah, you bring them in the house, in your house, Allah. Allah, give them tawfiq to listen some hadith. At least their heart can melt and they fear for you and they start doing good deeds and righteous deeds, Allah. Allah. Grant them tawfiq to come to house of Allah. Allah, grant them tawfiq. Allah, I've seen so many. I have heard in Ramadan also, after Fajr, there's so many of our youngsters, girls and boys. Allah, they're smelling the gas. They're smelling gas and they say, this is just gas. Allah, in Ramadan, after Fajr, no fasting, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah, grant them hidayat. Grant them hidayat, Allah. Hey Allah, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Makkah people, they said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make this mountain as a gold. Allah said, Ya Rasulullah, agar tum chaho, if you want, if you wish, I can make all the mountain as a gold and follow you. Or agar tum chaho, and if you wish, you don't want me to do that, so I can open the door of Toba till the day of Qiyamah for your ummah. You choose one of those two. Nabi Sassan Parmate, I don't want the gold mountain. Hey Allah, I want the door, open the door of Toba for my Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. If they make mistake, if they come towards you, Allah, you forgive them. Hey Allah, hum sabko maaf kar de. Allah, hume maaf kar de. We have done so much wrong in our life, Ya Allah. No one knows. We hide from our parents. We hide from our friends, families. Allah, we can't hide from you. We can't hide from Kiram al-Kajibin. It's written everything you mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah, we will come to know them to Qiyamah. فَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Hey Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, all the action is going to come in front of us. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. يا رحم الراحمين, يا الله, يا الله, ہمیں معاف کر دے. Look at here, you look at here, your servants are sitting with the fasting in your house, asking to you, Ya Allah, with sincerely, Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive all the mu'takifin, Ya Allah. Jitne i'tikaf pe baithe hain, sunnat mein, rukh mein, nafal mein, aur jitne hamare majme mein, dars mein baithte hain, Allah, sab ki maghfir farma. Sab ke maa baap ki maghfir farma. جن کے ماں باپ قبر میں جان چلے گئے ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا, اور جن کے دادا دادی نانا نانی رشتہ دار دنیا سے چلے گئے اللہ ان کی قبر کو نور سے منور فرما. یا اکرم الاکرمین, ہمارے بھائی بہن, ہماری فیملیز, ہمارے رشتہ دار دور قریب کے سب کی مغفرت فرما. اللہ اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا دے, اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا دے, اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا دے. مرنے سے پہلے موت کی فکر نصیب فرما, مرنے سے پہلے موت کی فکر نصیب فرما. We die before that, give us the worries and worries about our death, Ya Allah, about our grave, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq to prepare our grave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to prepare our grave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to do righteous deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, ہم سب کو معاف کر دے. اللہ العالمین, جو بیمار انہیں شفا عطا فرما. ہماری مائیں اور بہنیں بہت سارے میسج کہلواتے ہیں, اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کے اولادوں کو نیک بنا دے. جن کے اولاد اپنی ماں باپ سے دور ہو گئی ہے, اللہ ان کو ماں باپ سے محبت نصیب فرما, ماں باپ کی خدمت کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ماں باپ کے, اے اللہ, ماں باپ کے پاس آ کر انہیں محبت معافی مانگنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, ہم نے دیکھا ہے جو لوگ ماں باپ سے دور ہوتے ہیں وہ اللہ کی لعنت میں ہوتے ہیں. Those who run away from mother and father, they always in the curse of Allah تبارک و تعالی. Ya Allah, bring them to the parents, Ya Allah. Aur teri rehmat ki chadar un par dal de, Ya Allah. Ghazab ko hata le, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many my friends here and so many my elderly people are here. Some of them are sick here. Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Allah, mujhe bhi shifa e kamila naseeb farma. Aafiyat naseeb farma. Allah, mujhe deen ka kaam ikhlas ke saath karne ki, marte dam tak deen ka kaam karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. یا اللہ, یا رحمان, اعتکاف میں کھلانے والوں کی, اے اللہ, روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, خدمت کرنے والوں کی روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما. جن جن لوگوں نے اعتکاف کے لیے افطاری کا پیسے دیے, اللہ ان کی روزی میں برکت دے دے. اللہ ان کے گھر میں برکت دے دے. اللہ ان کے مشکلات کو حل کر دے. اے اللہ, ان کو حرام سے بچا لے, حلال کے دروازے کھول دے اللہ, اور دنیا بھی بنا دے, ان کی قبر بھی بنا دے. اور جو معتکفین کی چھوٹی سے لے کر بڑی تک خدمت کرتے ہیں, اور خاص کر کے بہت سارے میرے ساتھی جو میرا خیال کرتے ہیں, چونکہ میں عام طور پر مشغول ہوتا ہوں کہیں مطالعے میں کبھی کیا, اللہ, وہ ہماری خدمت میں لگے رہتے ہیں. اللہ, ان کو تیری شاہ نشان بدلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, جتنی وہ مجھ سے محبت کرتے ہیں اس سے ہزاروں گنا تو تیری شاہ نشان انہیں محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ان سب کو حافظ قرآن بنا, ان کے گھروں میں اللہ علماء صلحاء, ان کی اولادوں میں پیدا فرما. یا اللہ, یا رحمان, جتنے لوگ مسجد کی خدمت کرتے ہیں, چھوٹے بڑے, جہاں کہیں جمعہ کے دن یا اور دنوں میں, رمضان میں, رمضان کے علاوہ, اور جتنے لوگ مسجد کے لیے ڈونیشن کرتے ہیں, چھوٹا ڈونیشن, بڑا ڈونیشن, جو بھی ہو, یا اللہ, سب کی روزی میں برکت دے. آج کے افطاری کے ٹائم میں ہم دعا کرتے ہیں, سب کا تو یاد نہیں, لیکن سب کے لیے اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما. سب کو آمین. اللہ, ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. وہ سارے مسلموں کی مغفرت فرما. اللہ, سب کی مغفرت فرما. ساری امت کی مغفرت فرما. زندوں کی مغفرت فرما. مردوں کی مغفرت فرما. جب ہماری موت آئے, اے اللہ, اس وقت اس مجمع میں جو جتنا زور سے کلمہ طیبہ لا الہ پڑھ لے, اتنا ہی زور سے اس کو مرتے وقت کلمہ نصیب کر دینا. کہو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اور زور سے کہو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اے اللہ, ہم
कलमा पढ़ते हैं, हम कलमा पढ़ते हैं, हमने कलमा पढ़ा है अल्लाह, हमने जैसे एक छोटा बच्चा होता है उसको उसका चचा 10 पाउंड हदिया दे दे तो वो बच्चा वो 10 पाउंड अपनी माँ को दे देता है, लुक आफ्टर माई मनी, लुक आफ्टर माई मनी, आई कांट लुक आफ्टर, वो बच्चा अपने पैसे माँ बाप को दे देता है, माँ बाप की पॉकेट में रख देता है। ए अल्लाह, हमारे दुश्मन शैतान भी है, नफ्स भी है, हम ईमान को लुक आफ्टर नहीं कर सकते हैं। अल्लाह ये कलमा हम तेरे हवाले करते हैं, ये कलमा जो हमने पढ़ा है तेरे हवाले करते हैं। जब मलिकुल मौत आ जाए उस वक्त हमें ये कलमा वापस कर देना, जब हमारी जरूरत पड़ेगी मरते वक्त ये कलमा हमें दे देना, ताकि इस कलमे को पढ़ते पढ़ते हम तेरे पास आ जाए। अल्लाह हमारी दुआओं को कबूल फरमाए। सुभान रब्बिका रब्बिल इज्जति अम्मा यसिफून व सलामुन अल मुरसलीन व अलहम्दुलिल्लाह।